turunduse täht.
My question is, have you seen or noticed anything interesting that you would say that this is a good example of marketing?
No. And when you asked me that question, I was really cross because I couldn't think of anything that I'd seen this week or last week. And I was thinking, I was in Estonia last week. I was thinking, did I see anything in Estonia that I thought was fantastic? And not to criticize Estonia, I didn't really. But neither did I see anything in London either when I got back. So I've got to be honest, both Estonia and London, have Tallinn and London, have failed in delivering a weekly marketing award. So very little extraordinarily happened from me. Although I did do a first, actually. When I flew back on Finnair, when I flew to Helsinki and then back to London again, I did buy a sandwich on the plane, which I never do. And so somehow the crisp bread menu that I had on Finnair when I flew home, I did buy a crisp bread salmon sandwich, which surprised me. So I was marketed rather well, and I did buy that. But there was nothing outstanding in the last week. The sandwich was quite good, but not that good.
By the way, I think that no one ever has told about sandwiches in an airplane as a candidate for a weekly marketing award.
I'm going to give the Finnair salmon crisp bread sandwich my weekly marketing award because I never buy food on airplanes, and I did. It's not just that I was hungry; I quite like the menu. So yeah, they did well.
Okay, it was really difficult in Estonia also to find something, but my candidate would be Estonian fashion brand Monton that presented the new summer collection together with Estonian Olympic Committee they sponsor, and they did an event in Seaplane Harbour. Have you visited it?
I visited exactly the Seaplane Museum.
Yeah, Seaplane Harbour.
I was there last week. Yeah.
Yeah. The same. They used the same place. It's a kind of the images are very kind of
gritty and urban.
Yeah, and the collection also represents a lot of the marine details in the collection. And they used also Estonian sportsmen who have qualified for Rio Olympics to present the collection. So
that's very good.
They have done it before, but I think that looking at the very challenging week to find the candidates for awards, then I would present them. But now do you know that we have to choose
between these two? Okay, I'll give you one more, actually.
Okay, good.
Because actually, there's a good case in point, actually. So I went to Tallinn last week, and I had one morning where I had a couple of hours spare of what to do. So that's a brilliant case of there's someone who's coming in, and he's being marketed to in many ways. What should I do for 2 hours in Tallinn? And I have been to Tallinn before, so I've wandered around the old town. I've seen all that. I've been to the lovely square. And then I thought, what museum? I want to go to a museum. What museum should I go to? So I then looked up all the museums, actually, and you have quite a few. And eventually I went to the Seaplane Museum, which I hadn't been to it before. So I'm going to revise my marketing of the week, crisp bread sandwich on Finnair, to the fact that I went to the Seaplane Museum. And there are a few ways in which they did it. If I go on my journey of how I found out about it, I looked up museums in Tallinn. It comes up very high on TripAdvisor in terms of which museum to go to if you're in Tallinn. I then asked my host, who was inviting me to Tallinn, I asked her, where would you go if you had 2 hours? And she said, you should go to the Seaplane Museum because it's a very interesting building with a great history. So do that. And then I went there and I had a very good experience. So the journey of knowing nothing about museums in Tallinn to researching them, then getting a reference from someone who lives in Tallinn, said, no, go and see that, makes the Seaplane Museum building the winner, I think, of the Marketing Award of the Week.
Wow. What does change? But let's do so I will agree with you. I think that it was a cooperation. The collection was good. The Estonian Olympic Committee was good. Yeah. But I especially like that it took place in the in the seaplane harbor.
Also, one more point. Okay, I had never in my life been inside a submarine. All right, in the main building, there's that submarine that you can go into.
Yeah, I could tell you a lot of more stories about the submarine, but it's really an exciting place.
But it was pretty cool, and I remember it well. And then I Instagrammed it myself.
Excellent.
So it was good.
So, Seablane Harbour, thank you for being there. Thank you for attracting the customers. And we are sending you the weekly award.